Hi, it's Pete Norton here, and welcome to another Trade on Sports and Focused on Football Premier League betting podcast. As usual, I'm joined by Jimmy Kempton. How are you doing, Jimmy?
Excellent, thank you, Peter. How are you, my good friend?
Yes, not bad. I was saying just previous to the podcast, though, I cannot believe the day that we have 2 points on Spurs, expecting them to do the business, and they have two players sent off.
Well, it's probably testament to how bad Chelsea are that they made such hard work of it, Peter. Yeah, but we can't decry bad luck. We never come on here saying we're very lucky.
No.
Smooth.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, isn't it? You have to take it.
The course of time, luck will even itself out.
Yes. And I still think it was a very good bet, to be honest.
It was. Well, we're bound to say that, Pete, aren't we?
Yeah, right. Let's get on with it then. We'll start with the lunchtime kickoff. Wolves against Spurs. Recent head-to-head, Spurs have had the best of it. They've won three of the five. Wolves have won one. There's been one draw. Plus a quarter of a goal, the handicap here. When plus a quarter of a goal, Wolves' record's not bad at home. 1-6, drawn 1, lost 3, after 2-1 defeat away at Sheffield United. Spurs, when they're minus a quarter again, they've got a good record. 1-6, drawn 3, lost 1, coming off a 4-1 defeat at home to Chelsea. Spurs won 8 of the last 9, so it's a little bit of a blip, the Chelsea game. Plus a quarter of goals, 378 matches, 98 home, 95 half losses, 89 losses, 145 plays, 135 there. Good value Spurs, my ratings are reckoning.
Am I going mad here, Peter? Maybe you can have a look at this whilst I'm rabbiting on here. Didn't Spurs start out for this game minus 3/4?
I'm not sure, to be quite honest. I know I'd have to have a dig. I'll have a dig around.
This is what I've got written down, right? And I'm just trying to click on Betfair now. Yeah, the lowest price matched on Betfair was 1.68.
So wow.
There's quite a bit of money wagered from all levels. Well, not a bit of money, but bits of money all the way up past and through evens. And I mean, I loved Big Ange's interview after the game on Monday. I think he's really sort of playing into the sort of trying to get Spurs on side with everybody in terms of being the good guys when there's lots of managers berating referees. And all in all, Pete, despite them having two lunatics sent off, I thought it was a really good performance from Spurs on Monday night. I thought they were very well organised, well disciplined, as well disciplined as you can be with two men getting sent off. And I'll be perfectly honest, I'm not convinced they'll miss the two that are being suspended for this game that much. And whether this is a knee-jerk reaction based on the results of last weekend, I agree with you. I think there's incredible value here on Spurs. I'm going to take them minus a quarter.
I think the only thing we've got to be sort of... I've been fairly impressed with Wolves' displays against the better sides. I know it's easy. I mean, they lost 3-1 at home to Liverpool, didn't they? But they put up a good fight there, and they played well against Newcastle at home, didn't they?
They did, but then we're talking about a minus quarter of a goal line here.
Yes.
Liverpool, it's minus 3/4. Newcastle, I think it was minus a half. They went off Newcastle favourites. Here, from a risk-reward perspective, given the way the start Tottenham have had to the season, and I think they'll just be encouraged by what happened on Monday night, because I've never seen a team get beat 4-1 and get a standing ovation as they walk off. I don't think that defeat is actually going to do Spurs much harm.
No. Next up, we've got Arsenal against Burnley. Minus 2 goals, the handicap here. Recent head-to-head, Arsenal 1-4, there's been 1 draw, Burnley 1-1. When minus 2 goals, Arsenal's record's good. 1-7, drawn 2, lost 1. But only 1 of the 7 did they win by 3 or more goals, come off a 1-0 defeat away at Newcastle. Burnley, when they're plus 2 goals away, 1-1, drawn 1, lost 6. But again, only 1 of the 6 they lost by 3 or more goals. They come off a 2-0 defeat at home to Palace. Burnley lost 6 of their last 7. And also, they've conceded at least 2 goals in the last 4. I get the feeling they may be conceding 2 goals again here. A very small value Arsenal here. Minus 2 goals, 96 matches, 34 home, 20 push, 42 away. So the lean is to the away side on the overall stats. But very small value Arsenal.
Has Mikel Arteta stopped whinging yet, Pete?
It's incredible, isn't it?
I mean, let's be honest. Away at Newcastle, his side had one shot on target. His useless centre forward put in a potentially leg-breaking challenge. But he's not going to talk about that at all. Talk about deflection tactics, Pete. But this is Arsenal at home against an inferior opponent. And I'm not really sure that this Burnley team... You look back in the old days when Sean Dyche was in charge of Burnley. You'd look at these sorts of lines and you think, you know what? I kind of fancy Burnley here. They're not going to win the game, but they're probably going to stay in. It's going to be really awkward, going to be sort of time-wasting. But this new sort of Vincent Kompany-led Burnley team, 11 games in, goal difference of minus 19. When they played the good teams, they've got beat, and they've got beat handsomely. I mean, and I thought, we talked about Burnley last weekend, Pete, given their terrible sort of start to the season that the fixture compilers had given them. It was a real opportunity last week against Crystal Palace. They threw it away, really. Didn't throw it away. They spurned the opportunity. Got beat comfortably at home. Yeah. It's a tentative lean to Arsenal for me. If I was going to bet this game, though, Pete, I'd probably take a little bit of the over 3.25 goals, because I don't see really any way in which Arsenal don't score at least twice in this game.
Next up, Palace, Everton. The line is minus a quarter goal. Recent head-to-heads draw bias. For the last eight at Crystal Palace, Palace have won one, Everton have won two. There's been five draws. Palace, when they're minus a quarter, won one, drawn nought, lost two. Coming off a 2-0 victory away at Burnley. Everton, when they're plus a quarter at home, 1-2 draw. Sorry, away from home. 1-2 drawn, 4 lost, 4 coming for 1-0 draw at home to Brighton. Two or less goals have been seen in Everton's last three matches. Minus a quarter goal. 5-7-6. 2-3-7 home. 173 half loss. 166 losses. So that makes 2-3-7 places at home. 2-5-2 and a half away. Good value, Palace. My ratings are reckoning.
Well, it's interesting, Pete, because this line is Palace minus a quarter on Pinnacle. When the line opened, they were scratch, but they were 1.75 off scratch. And now the prevailing market line that, you know, the bookmakers are advertising is Palace minus a quarter. But if you drill down into that, that's still Palace 1.75 off scratch. So although the prevailing market line that's being advertised has moved, the actual prices haven't, and you just wonder whether the bookmakers are trying to entice people to have a bet in this game by just saying that one team is favoured. When the teams have met in recent seasons, Everton have been quite the dominant force, really. They've gone 5-4-1 when the teams have met. They've kept two clean sheets last season, and Palace have only won one of the last five meetings of the side here. When you look at Everton's record, though, over the last few seasons, away to bottom half finishing sides, they've gone 13, 15 and 19. So really, receiving just a quarter of a goal, they don't offer any value. And can you really trust this Everton side, Pete, with anything less than a half a goal away
from
home?
No.
No. So I'm going to probably lean to the under 2.25 goals here, but it's a game that I really want to keep well away from.
Next up, Manchester United against Luton Town. Obviously, Luton last week, 1-0 draw at home to Liverpool. Very close to getting the win. I mean, what a time to be a Luton fan here. You know, Liverpool 1 week, Manchester United the next. But here, the line is minus 1.5 goals. Manchester United went minus 1.5 goals. 1-6 drawn, 2 lost, 2. 3 of the 6 victories wide, 2 or more goals. Coming for 1-0 victory away at Fulham. Slightly fortunate there to get that goal the last few minutes. Luton, when they're plus 1.5 from away from home, there's only been one match and they lost that by 2 or more goals. And as we said, coming off the 1-0 draw at home to Liverpool. Luton, they've only just won 1 of 11, though. Minus 1.5 goals, 170 matches, 80 home, 90 away. Very, very small value, Manchester United.
I'm taking United here, Pete, minus 1.5. I know this is probably one of them games where I might end up kicking myself. But there's a whole world of difference between taking on Liverpool at home in the tight confines of Kenilworth Road, with the full backing of the home crowd behind you, the lights on, super Sunday afternoon, well-oiled home crowd cheering them on, and then going to a big ground like Old Trafford against a wounded animal in the shape of Man United. Now, the one thing that concerns me about backing Man United minus a 1.5 here is the fact they've only scored 12 goals all season. They've got a negative goal difference, Pete. They're sat in eighth place in the table and they've got minus 4 goal difference. Now, the fact that Luton don't score many goals, you know, that does give me good heart, because if we know Man United win this game 2-0, then they'll win this line. Newly promoted sides, you're finishing the bottom six, and that's what I'm going to take Luton to be, are 4-8-48 away to top six finishing sides. Now, at the moment, that's a bit of a leap, so Man United are a top six side, but I do think they probably will end the campaign there. That's a true price of 1.25 on the home win. I think United are a good value here, Pete. The line opened -1.75. Obviously, there was nobody being tempted in at that level. It's one of those games where if Man United get ahead, at some point, Luton are going to have to come out and try and get an equalising goal. It's hard to do, but back Man United -1.5.
Bournemouth, Newcastle here. Recent head-to-heads, Bournemouth have won 0. There's been 3 draws. Newcastle 1-2. +3.25 of the goals, the handicap here. When +3.25, Bournemouth's record reads 1-2, drawn 3, lost 3. 2 of the 3 defeats were by 2 or more goals, come off a 6-1 defeat away at Manchester City. Newcastle, when they're -3.25 away from home, 1-1, drawn 1, lost 0. That one victory didn't come by 2 or more goals. And they're coming for a 1-0 victory at home to Arsenal. Newcastle, they've kept a clean sheet now in 5 of their last 7. And Bournemouth, they've lost 5 of the last 6. +3.25 a goal, 142 matches, 64 home, 56 half loss, 73 loss. That makes 64-101. So a real lean to the away sides there. My ratings are also suggesting value Newcastle. You just don't see really Bournemouth scoring here. And yeah, I can see Newcastle win, but will they cover the handicap though?
And obviously Eddie Howe returns again to the South Coast, and it's a 5:30 kickoff. Small, intense ground. We know it'll be bouncing. Bournemouth did win their last home game 2-1, but prior to that, they'd been on a 3-4-9 run on home soil. And since the start of last season, 8 of their 12 home losses were by 2 or more goals. And as you quite rightly say, Pete, Newcastle are quite a resilient defensive outfit. However, last 10 games on the road, Newcastle have gone 6-4 to the over 3.5 goals. Each of the last 4 road games have seen 4 or more goals. So the recent trends are suggesting that there will be more goals. When the goal line opened at 3p, I was really keen to take the under. It's trended down to 2.75 now. The value's gone for me, but for the purposes of the podcast, and I have to have a bet here, I would far rather trust the under 2.75 goals than get involved in a rather tricky looking match line at the 3-quarter level. So yeah, a bit of the under 2.75 goals for me.
Aston Villa against Fulham. Recent head-to-heads. This is on Sunday, lunchtime, by the way. Villa have 1-2. There's been no draws. Fulham not 1. -1 goal, the handicap. When -1 goal, Villa's records 1-2, drawn 0, lost 0. Both the victories by 2 or more goals come off a 2-0 defeat away at Forest. Fulham, when they're +1 goal, 1-2, drawn 2, lost 6. 3 of the 6 defeats were by 2 or more goals coming off a 1-0 defeat at home to Manchester United. 2 or less have been seen in 6 of Fulham's last 7, so not many goals in their matches. -1 goal handicap, 287, 111 home, 75 push, 101 away. So it's suggesting a lean to the home side. My rating is suggesting value Fulham. It's interesting, isn't it? Aston Villa -1 goal handicap at home. You wouldn't have seen that before. I think the value is with Fulham, but you know, can you see Fulham getting a point here?
I don't know. Again, I tend to agree with you in terms of where the trends point you to. Under Silva, Fulham have been really good away from home, in my opinion. 8-5-12. Only 3 of those losses have come by 2 or more goals. That said, they travel to a Villa side that have won their last 12 home games, Pete.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
14-1-3 under Unai Emery. You mentioned at the beginning of your sort of interlude there that they lost at Forest last week, as they did Villa. They still only sit 2 points behind Arsenal and Liverpool. nobody's really talking about just how good this Villa side are. You know, I don't really want to step in the way of Unai Emery's team here. Do I want to back them minus one with cold, hard cash? No, I don't. That said, they score goals for fun at home. I'm going to take the over 2.75 goals here, Pete. I think Villa are an exceptional side on home soil. Even if they don't win the game, they've scored 20 goals in their opening five games at home. Give me the overs.
Right. Next up, Brighton, Sheffield United. Recent head-to-heads, Brighton 1-0 has been 1-1, Sheffield United 1-1. Minus 1.75 the handicap here. Brighton, when they've been minus 1.75, they've been it once. I believe it was against Luton and they won that, covering the handicap. They're coming off a 1-1 draw away at Everton. Sheffield United, when they've been plus 1.75, there's been three matches, but none of the three matches have they lost by three or more goals. They come off a 2-1 victory at home to Wolves. Much needed win that for Sheffield United. Brighton now, though, not 1 in 5. Minus 1.75, 79 matches, 20 times the home side have covered it, 18 half wins, 41 losses. So 29 plays 41. My race is suggesting value Sheffield United. Once again, value Sheffield United.
Well, he'll have even more value, Pete, because the line's trended up to 2.
Wow.
I mean, But Sheffield United are garbage, Pete, and they keep letting us down.
Hmm.
I mean, it's hard to keep backing a team that keeps letting you down. Eventually, they'll come good for you. But how much good money are you prepared to throw after bad? I mean, when the sides met last time, Sheffield United in the Premier League, Sheffield United went unbeaten. They won 2 and drew 2 of the 4 meetings of the sides. That said, Brighton are a completely different beast now. Over 2.5 goals has gone 4-1 in United's 5 road games, and they've scored in 3 of those, including a trip to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. So you can't discount Sheffield United from scoring a goal here. And if you're on them plus 2, all of a sudden, if they find the back of the net, it's going to be problematic for Brighton to cover that line in full. Goal line, open 3.5, trended back down to 3.25. It's now gone back up to 3.5. I think for the purposes of the podcast, I'm going to have to take Sheffield United plus 2. As you say, Pete, Brighton have hit the buffers a little bit. This is a game where they'll be expected to win. Bit of pressure on them. Are they going to win by 3 goals? They may do. But a side that hasn't won in 5, you're going to trust them, a true non-elite side, to win by 3 goals? I'll have a little bit of the Blades plus 2.
Right, next up, Liverpool against Brentford. The Lion... minus 1.5 goals. You've got to check these. These are moving as we're speaking, aren't they?
Some of these certainly are, mate. It's a fast moving show.
Recent attempts, Liverpool have won 2. There's been no draws. Brighton not. Brentford not 1. When minus 1.5, Liverpool's record's good. 1-8, drawn 1, lost 1. 5 of the 8 were by 2 or more goals, coming for 1-0 draw at Luton. Brentford, when they've been plus 1.5 goals, there's only been one match and they lost that by 2 or more goals, and they're coming off a 3-2 victory at home to West Ham. Brentford won their last 3. Minus 1.5 goals, 170, 80 home, 90 away. My ratings suggesting value the away side, but I think Liverpool are in some pretty good form.
I mean, who wants to stand in the way of Jurgen Klopp's side? I mean, Brentford come into this game on the back of a great 3-2 win that cost us last week against West Ham. But Liverpool have hardened here from minus 1.25 goal favourites to minus 1.5, despite struggling at Luton. I don't get that move, Peter. I don't know if you can understand why. When Brentford had a positive result last week, Liverpool didn't, yet the line's hardened in Liverpool's favour. I just don't get that. I do have to side with Liverpool here, though, Pete. There's no way I'm getting in the way of Jurgen Klopp's side at the moment, especially on home soil. Give me Liverpool minus 1.5.
West Ham, Nottingham Forest next. West Ham won this match last season. The line's minus 0.5 goal here. When minus 0.5 goal, West Ham's record reads 1-4, drawn 1, lost 5. Come off that, as you described, that 3-2 defeat away at Brentford. Forest, when plus 0.5 goal, 1-0, drawn 1, lost 1. Come off a 2-0 victory at home to Villa. Good result that is for Forest there. West Ham lost their last 3, and there's been 3 or more in 8 of the last 10. Minus 0.5 goal, 288. matches 141 home, 147 away. Very small value, the Hammers.
Before we go on to this, before I forget, Peter, just going back to that Sheffield United-Brighton game, don't forget that line is now Brighton -2, and they travel to Ajax on Thursday night. So that's an added thing for Brighton to contend with. Anyway, back to this game. I mean, this was a tease of a line to me when it opened at -3.25. But now it's -0.5, Pete. I have to take West Ham here. At the end of the day, yes, Forest have improved. They got that really good win against Villa last weekend in front of their own fans. But we know when we've gone on about how the City Ground is a difficult and intimidating place to play. The locals really get into the game and they can affect the outcome of a match. But since they returned to the Premier League, Forest have gone 2-6-17. They've won only Chelsea, bit of an aberration, or maybe not, and Southampton last season. That is 17-8 opposing Forest on this line, Pete. You know, they failed to score in the last three on the road. And I know at the beginning of the season, we started talking about how Forest have, you know, improved a bit going forward. And even on their travels, they're starting to have more of an attacking threat. That's tailed off in the last few games. Got to take Moyes in the Hammers here, mate. -0.5, give me West Ham.
Right, final game of the season. Before we go on... final game of the weekend. What the line is now Pinnacle advertising it +3.25, but you can get +0.5. What it is, basically, if the team is above 1.8, either favourite is above 1.8, you know, it's one of the line. The line will change to how the bookmakers want you to place it on. So we've based this now on +0.5 a goal, and you can back Manchester City plus over 1.8 -0.5 a goal. So that's where we're going. The line we're going to be recording on this is +0.5 a goal. Just thought I'd clear that up. But it is bouncing around, similar to the Brighton versus Sheffield United game. Anyway, Chelsea, Man City, recent head-to-heads, Chelsea have won 3, Manchester City have won 5. Chelsea, when they're +0.5 a goal, 1-0, drawn 0, lost 1. Only one match they've been +0.5 a goal. And that and my records go back, you know, 8 years. They come off a 4-1 victory away at Spurs. City, when they're -0.5 a goal, 1-5, drawn 1, lost 1. Again, I was surprised to see only -0.5 a goal 7 times in the last 8 years. And they come for 6-1 victory at home to Bournemouth. 3 or more goals have been seen in City's last 3. Good value, Manchester City. +0.5 a goal, 143, 73 home, 70 away.
So, Man City are very, very good, Pete. Chelsea are crap. Sometimes you can do all the statistical digging around, but you use your eyes to watch what happens in a game. Now, did you watch the game Monday night? You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
That Jackson bloke scored hat-trick, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's not very good. But you're not going to drop him. He's just scored hat-trick. How do you drop a player who scored a hat-trick?
Yeah, you can't.
You don't.
No.
So... I think Chelsea are going to be forced to almost play an inferior team because they're going to be, you know, having to play him because it's a very difficult conversation to have. Sorry, you got hat-trick, but you weren't very good. Man City, they're just a far better side, Pete. Chelsea, you look at them and they don't seem to be cohesive. We say they've improved in recent weeks, but they didn't look... They looked devoid of ideas the other night against Spurs when they went down to 9 men, Tottenham, and they played a very high line, pressed them, and Chelsea couldn't cope with it. Man City are going to dominate the ball in this game. I was on Man City -3.25 for a point. Now the line's moved to -0.5, Pete. I'm going to have to up my stakes here, Pete. I think Manchester City are an incredible bet this weekend.
Right, let's look at this. I'm going to have 3 bets here. All 3 bets that I'm having are my rating suggested there's a half a goal difference. Very rare you see that actually on the same weekend. But I'm going to go Spurs -0.25 at Wolves. I think you're right. The risk reward has to be good. I think though Wolves will put up a good fight, but how long they can keep Spurs out for? I've got to go now. It's +2 goals. Sheffield United away at Brighton. Like you say, if Sheffield United can put the ball in the net, it's a different, you know, it becomes a different matter. And as you say, Manchester City away at Chelsea, it looks a decent bet, minus half a goal.
So I'm going to take for 2 points, Man City, minus a half a goal. For 1 point, Spurs, minus a quarter. For 1 point, West Ham, minus a half. And then, I'm going to regret this. For 1 point, Pete, I'm taking Manchester United, minus 1.5 goals.
Right. We can't go without mentioning the free service.
Stop it, Pete. Stop it.
That is incredible. Your run this season is astonishing, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's another.
I just wish I'd put a bit more on it.
Another two wins over the week. You know, the weekend under 2.75 Forest Villa and over 3 goals Rosenborg Mould. That's incredible. 9.89 points on 21 bets.
Doing all right, aren't we?
Yeah.
If never get ahead of ourselves. It's
no.
Put
yes.
A lot of hard work in.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What is that, the ROI? That's nearly 40.
Yeah. That you've only had 3 losers in 21 bets.
Crikey.
Let's go through these, actually. Matt's service, good. 9.92 points in the NCAA from 78 matches. That's good.
Yeah.
NFL, 9.27 points profit after 45.
Is this you?
No, this is Matt. Matt. NFL, right. I'm not doing so well in the NFL. We've had these ratings. What I'm doing, I'm pretty much doing every game. And at the moment, we're 2 points down on the NFL and we're level on the NBA. So it's not bad. But basically, I'm giving out the ratings for every game.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just seeing how that is going. But so I've come to a theory that I think the more bets you have, if there's value there, you know, the better chance you do have. I think there's 2 ways to look at it. You can be selective. I mean, your service there has been very selective. And that
yeah, I've done, I think the 2 bets is the maximum I've done in any 1 week.
Yes.
It's done very well.
Yes.
Being that sort of targeted.
I mean, the podcast obviously is a different matter. That, you know, we are both, you know, but it turns in a couple of weeks, doesn't it?
I'm sure it will. I'm sure. Well, what are the figures? What am I? Must be down 6 or 7.
Oh, crikey, like more that. Than that. Minus 12.07.
Christ. We'll turn it around.
And I'm minus 5.66. So I couldn't believe it, but like I said, that's really annoyed me. Monday night's game, but as you say, we don't moan when we get the luck our way, do we?
No, you've got to take the rough with the smooth, Peter.
Anyway, next week there's an international break, so we'll probably get this the podcast for the end of the month up a little bit earlier than normal, and you know, have a good week.
Best of luck, everybody.